Welcome everyone to the May 2021 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council. Before we get started, I'm going to ask our meeting moderator, Herb August, to provide instructions for members of the public and council members about how to participate in the meeting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. All members of the public will remain on mute throughout the meeting. When it's time for public comment, Chairman Richko will make an announcement. At that time, members of the public wishing to speak should raise their hands. For those participating via video, please use the raised hand function in Zoom. If you are participating by phone, please press *9 to raise your hand. You'll be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, depending on how you are participating. At that time, you will be unmuted. Please watch and or listen for instructions and note that there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Your patience is appreciated. When it is your turn to speak, please begin by providing your name and any organization you are representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you are done. As a reminder, comments during comment periods are limited to 3 minutes, and members of the public are limited to one comment per resolution and one comment during the general public comment at the end of the meeting. Council members, you now have the ability to mute and unmute yourselves without assistance from staff. Please note that if there is extraneous noise on your line, a staff member may mute you so that it doesn't interrupt the meeting. Lastly, council members, if you're experiencing any problem, please call Lisa Plevin, the executive director, at 201-208-4311. That's 201-208-4311. Mr. Chairman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Herb. Annette, please call the roll.
Kurt Alstead.
Here.
Tim Daugherty. Michael Dressler. Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Haltaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richko.
Here.
Michael Sebetich. Dan Van Abs.
Here.
James Vizioli. I see you. Richard Vodin. I see you, Richie. I see you. Okay.
Okay, I'm unmuted.
I got you now.
Okay,
you. Yep.
Okay, thank you, Annette. Would you also please call the roll of Highlands Council staff and other colleagues that are present?
Yes, Lisa Plevin.
Here.
Christine LaRocca.
Here.
Gabrielle Gallagher.
Here.
James Humphreys.
Here.
Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler.
Here.
Kerry Green.
Here.
Herb August.
I am here.
Carol Dickton.
Here.
Tom Taglerini.
Here.
Lauren Nathan LaRusso.
Here.
Jason Kane.
Here.
Okay. Thank you. Open Public Meetings Act statement, Annette.
Yes, this meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, et sec. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website. Pursuant to the declared COVID-19 public health emergency, this meeting is being conducted by means of video and teleconference. Instructions for participating in the meeting and providing comments are available on the Highlands Council website. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council. Prior to or following the meeting, up to the close of business on Friday, May 21, 2021.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if yes. You don't mind, Herb, Councilmember Sebetich may be calling in from a 551 number.
No problem. We will make sure that we're on top of that.
Thank you very much.
Just let us know when he does join us.
Absolutely. I will do that.
Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with justice for all. Chairman's report. I'd like to begin my report by highlighting the very first resolution on our agenda today, the Hunterdon County petition for plan conformance. This petition represents a significant milestone for the Highlands Council. Hunterdon County's petition is the first county petition to come before the council for approval that includes both preservation and planning area lands. It is also the first to come before the council since we adopted amended plan conformance procedures in 2019. As highlighted in a recent news article, the Highlands Council's working relationship with Hunterdon County has been strengthened in recent years as we've collaborated on a number of projects. The article specifically references a collaborative vision for the county, which I think is a very accurate description of our working relationship. This characterization is also a reflection of the council's overall efforts in recent years to help all our constituent municipalities and counties understand that the good regional planning outlined in the Highlands Act and the Regional Master Plan usually aligns with local goals. So my thanks to staff for all their efforts to bring us to this point. You'll be hearing more about the county petition when we get to the resolution in a few moments. I believe our work with Hunterdon County will help other counties and municipalities in the region see the benefits of collaborating with the council. Next, I'd like to announce some new appointments. As you all know, Rob Walton's resignation left us with some vacancies, and I'm pleased to report that several of my fellow council members have graciously agreed to take on increased responsibilities to fill these vacancies. First, Bob Haltaway has agreed to serve as chairman of the HDC Bank Board. Member Haltaway joined the Highlands Council in 2009, was appointed to the Bank Board in 2011, and has served as treasurer of the bank since 2014. Bob has also served as treasurer for the council since 2011. His tenure on the council and bank, along with his experience as a mayor, private business owner, board member of the Lamington Conservancy, and work with historic preservation and open space organizations, make him an ideal leader for the bank board. Second, Dr. Dan Van Abs has agreed to join the bank board in order to serve as a second Highlands Council member on the board as required by bank bylaws. James Vizioli has agreed to serve as chairman of the audit committee. As a former director of operations for a division of Northrop Grumman Corporation and the longest serving alderman for the city of Dover, I'm sure Jim brings ample experience managing audits to the committee. And finally, Michael Francis has agreed to take on the chairmanship of the Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee. As many of you know, Mike has long been a champion of both landowner equity issues and the importance of preserving open space. So this is a great fit. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for stepping up and taking these positions. We really appreciate it. On a related matter, earlier this week, I received a resignation letter from Bank Board Director Andrew McElroy. I thank Andrew for his service of over 9 years on the board and wish him all the best. And that's Andrew McElroy. Thank you. This concludes my report. I will now turn things over to our executive director for her report. Lisa, you're on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can everyone hear me all right?
Yes.
Excellent, thank you. So as you know, the Highlands office in Chester continues to remain closed, but staff remain fully functional, in some cases more than fully functional. We're getting a lot of work done. Under plan conformance updates, as Chairman Richko has mentioned, the Hunterdon County petition for plan conformance is on the agenda for today. And I just wanted to echo his comments about how pleased we are to have reached this important milestone. And I want to thank the staff, especially Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler, for her leadership on this issue, and express our appreciation to the county for their collaboration. For our stormwater management project, you'll recall that this project with Rutgers is winding down, and they have prepared green infrastructure plans for all 24 municipalities included in the project. As we said at our last council meeting, we don't want this to be just another study that sits in someone's bottom desk drawer. So we are hosting a webinar on June 3rd designed to provide concrete ideas and guidance on how to move these projects forward towards implementation. And we'll cover possible funding sources, technical assistance, just to name a few. And all council members will be receiving an invitation to this free webinar as well if you'd like to participate. For municipally issued exemptions, I have the following report. We've been notified that Montville Township has issued 2 exemption number 5s. Washington Township, Morris County, has issued 1 exemption number 2. West Milford has issued 3 exemption number 2s, 1 exemption number 4, and 13 exemption number 5s. Hardyston Township in Sussex County has issued 1 exemption number 1, 3 exemption number 2s, 4 exemption number 4s, and 67 exemption number 5s. Ooh. Obviously, there was a significant backlog. We've worked with them to address it moving forward. For project review updates, staff has completed 6 reviews since my last report. We've conducted 1 planning area consistency review in Holland Township, Hunterdon County. Holland Solar LLC was seeking municipal waivers related to construction of a solar array and point of interconnection. Highlands Council staff found this project consistent with the RMP with conditions. Staff has conducted 1 preservation area exemption number 9 review. In Tewksbury Township, Hunterdon County was seeking an exemption number 9 for a resurfacing and safety improvement project on County Route 517. Highlands Council staff review found the project consistent with the goals of the Highlands Act. Staff has conducted 2 preservation area exemption 11 reviews in Wanacue Borough, Passaic County. The North Jersey District Water Supply Commission is seeking an exemption number 11 for the installation of a floating solar array on Wanacue Reservoir to provide power for the commission's headquarters and water filtration plant. Highlands Council staff review found this project consistent with conditions. In Ringwood Borough, Passaic County, the Rockland Electric Company was seeking an exemption number 11 for the replacement of 5 fire-damaged poles in the borough. Highlands Council staff found the project consistent with conditions. Staff conducted 2 water quality management plan amendment reviews, 1 in Harding Township, Morris County. KRE Harding was seeking a site-specific amendment to the Northeast Water Quality Management Plan to accommodate development of 96 multifamily units, along with a community clubhouse, pool, children's playground, and dog park. Highlands Council staff found the amendment consistent with the RMP with conditions. In Mine Hill, Morris County, Highlands Council staff reviewed an amended application from KRE for a site-specific amendment to the Northeast and Upper Raritan Water Quality Management Plans to accommodate a residential construction project. The project was initially reviewed and deemed consistent with conditions in October of 2020. The applicant subsequently submitted revised project plans that negate the need for the previously determined conditions, and staff found the amended plan consistent with the RMP. For HDC allocations update, staff has completed 2 allocation reviews. In Bethlehem Township, Warren County, a 5.68-acre non-residential property received a determination of 30.25 HDCs. And a property containing 2 parcels in Morris County, 1 in Chester Township and the other in Washington Township, totaling 33.79 acres residential, received a determination of 4.5 HDCs. For a quick update for our economic sustainability plan, which Member Haltaway has been very involved in, a contract modification to include a youth outreach component has been added to the economic sustainability plan. This is a very unique and interesting project because it seeks input from Highlands Region high school students, in other words, from the next generation, about their priorities for a thriving, sustainable Highlands economy, and specifically what would appeal to them in order to settle down and or work in the Highlands region. Lastly, for personnel, we have made an offer to a candidate for the resource management specialist position. She has accepted with an expected start date of May 24th. So hopefully you will all meet her at the next council meeting. And the next council meeting is in fact scheduled for June 17th. That is it for my report.
Thank you, Lisa. Do any council members have any questions for our executive director?
None.
Okay, hearing none. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the April meeting. May I please have a motion and a second? And please remember to identify yourself as you're making the motion. Who would like to make the motion on the minutes?
Jim Vizzioli, make that motion.
Okay, moved by Council Member Vizzioli. Who would like to make the second?
Boy, we'll second it.
Okay. And seconded by Council Member Holtaway. Any discussion on the minutes? Okay, hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Council Member Francis.
Yes.
Council Member Holtaway.
Aye.
Council Member James.
Yes.
Council Member Sebetich. Council Member Van Abs.
Yes.
Council Member Vizzioli.
Yes.
Council Member Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. Has Council Member Sebetich, has he been able to join us?
I have not seen him join the meeting as of yet.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Minutes passed.
Okay, we now move on to the Plan Conformance Committee. Council Member Mike Dressler is the chairman of the committee. He could not be with us today. Sadly, his mother-in-law passed away a few days ago. Our condolences to Mike, his wife, Agatha, and their family. I'm a member of the committee, so in the absence of Council Member Dressler, I will report on this resolution. The Plan Conformance Committee met on May 10th to review the Hunterdon County's petition and voted unanimously to move this petition to the full council for consideration. Hunterdon County includes 15 Highlands municipalities, and the majority of these are fully conforming with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. We anticipate a very productive and mutually beneficial relationship going forward. I'll now ask our planning manager, Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler, for a brief presentation about the petition.
Okay, just give me a moment to share my screen. I have a short presentation to share. Let's hope it works. Do you see my screen?
Not yet.
No.
I see you.
Not yet.
I see you. Are you hitting share screen?
I am. Let me give that another try. I have a backup if this doesn't work. It worked a couple of times.
Of course it did.
Okay. Let me go back. What's that?
Gremlins.
I think so.
But James is prepared to do this.
Yes, if I'm not. So James, are you set up just in case?
Yes.
Okay, if you can hit share, that'd be great while I continue to try to find mine because I have it and it's not coming up.
All right, but we see it, Mary Jude, we're all good.
Okay, I don't know whose that is, but James, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we have it.
Then I will not worry about advancing James, you're on. All right. Next slide. All right. So as, and Ken, thank you very much. As the chair mentioned, the Highlands Council and Hunterdon County have been working more closely together and communicating over the last several years, building a strong relationship and recognizing our mutual goals. We've worked together in funding a tourism grant for the county. which helped launch the Hunterdon Tourism Partnership. We've also been participating on the 7822 Coalition to offer our insights and help maintain an open communication with Hunterdon mayors. So this now leads us to the consideration for the petition for plan conformance today from Hunterdon County. As mentioned, and as you probably recall, the Highlands Council adopted the amended plan conformance procedures in 2019. These procedures for county plan conformance resulted in a streamlined process. It focuses on activities and roles that are best suited to the counties. It establishes a partnership approach with our constituent counties. And it really encourages and facilitates counties in taking a leadership role toward implementing the goals, policies, and objectives of the regional master plan. And as the chair mentioned, Hunterdon County is the first county to petition under these procedures. Next slide. So we received the petition on February 28th, 2021. It includes both the planning area and the preservation area. The petition package included resolutions from the county commissioners authorizing the submission of the petition. It included a self-assessment report, which basically reviews all of the county plans, documents, and procedures with an eye toward how they align with the goals, policies, and objectives of the Highlands Regional Master Plan and the intent therein. It also includes an implementation agenda, which outlines the county's principles and priorities that ultimately will align with the regional master plan. So those were the required components for counties to submit a plan conformance petition. But in addition to that, the county chose to actually complete the first step of the plan conformance implementation tasks. And that is the County Highlands Master Plan element. So what that does is it takes the self-assessment report to the next level and identifies the actions the county will take to align county planning policies and activities with the Highlands Regional Master Plan. So staff reviewed all of the materials that were submitted. We put together a draft consistency review and recommendations report, which basically summarizes the petition and includes the required tasks that Highlands Council requires, as well as the priorities that had been identified by the county. And as part of our continuing relationship with the State Planning Commission and the Office of Planning Advocacy, we share our draft consistency reports with them, which we did for Hunterdon. And we received back from the Office of Planning Advocacy a letter with extremely supportive language and very complimentary of Hunterdon County's petition. So we basically finalized that draft consistency review and recommendations report and posted it for comment on our website from March 29th to April 29th. We received one comment. Next slide, James. Okay, so the staff at this point recommends that you approve the petition from the county with conditions. And those conditions include both the county priorities and the Highlands Council requirements. Specifically, the county priorities for fiscal year 2021 are development of an historic preservation plan, Hunterdon County tourism marketing, and an update to their growth management plan. In addition to that, we lay out the requirements that the council requires. And as I just mentioned, they've already completed the first task, which is the County Highlands Master Plan element. And another requirement that all counties have is to notice the council of certain types of development applications. But actually the county has been doing that all along since 2008. So that also has already been accomplished. The two other required components as far as Highlands is concerned is for the development of a stormwater management plan at a county level and also a county water use and conservation management plan. So all of these items, in addition to others that have been identified in the implementation plan and schedule, are laid out there and are identified for funding in the future. But as far as this evening's petition, the council would only be approving fiscal year 2021 funding. anything further, we'd have to actually have to come back for budgeting from the council to approve. And that really wraps up my comments. You can go to the next slide, James, which is questions, if anybody has any questions.
Do any members have questions for Mary Jude? Okay, hearing none. Mary Jude, thank you so much for your presentation and for all your work with Hutterton County.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Thank you. I believe there are also some representatives from Hutterton County that wish to speak. At this time, I'd like to welcome Matt Holt, Hutterton County Commissioner, Mark Salek, Director of Economic Development, and Carrie Fellows, Director, Department of Planning and Land Use. So I'll ask our moderator, Herb, to let us know when they have been unmuted so they can provide their comments. We'll start with Matt Holt. If he's online, I think he was gonna phone in. So Herb, let us know when they're available.
Yes, I don't see Mr. Holt, but I do see Mr. Salek and Carrie Fellows are both unmuted and able to speak.
Okay, so maybe we'll start with in order here with Mark Salek. Mark, are you on the phone or on the video?
I am on the phone. Can you all hear me clearly?
Yes, welcome. We look forward to your comments.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So good afternoon, everybody. As stated, I'm Mark Salek. I'm the Hunterdon County Economic Development Director, and I am very excited about the potential tonight for approval of the petition for plan conformance for Hutterdon County. A little background, my office was created and I was hired to run it in March of 2016. And just by happenstance, Highlands officials were basically about the first individuals I met after starting my new position. That first individual just happened to be Mary Jude. And it was immediately obvious to me from that very first interaction that the Highlands as an organization has an extremely important mission, has great concern about economic viability within its territory, and is a great partner. And nothing has occurred since that day to sway me from the truth of that realization. And of course, the Highlands also has a significant presence in Hunterdon County, and therefore can have a significant impact on the local economy. So because of all these factors and the Highlands' dedication to the well-being of the area, which it continually demonstrates, this office has always sought partnerships with you. The Highlands has already provided or proved to be a valuable partner to economic development on a number of fronts. Mary Jude stole my thunder on my first couple examples, the three-phase tourism study and the 7822 coalition. But this office has also been fortunate enough to be a part of the effort that has resulted in the current economic feasibility study being conducted by the Highlands, and we continue to sit on that steering committee. And this is important. I would really like to add that when companies are interested in a development project in Hunterdon County and need to meet with Highlands planners, they without exception report to us having an excellent experience. And there's much more, which I won't go into in the interest of time, but overall the partnership has been incredible. And we hope that a positive vote tonight means more collaborations such as these that contribute to the future viability of the county and the entire region. That is it for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. We certainly look forward to we thank you for your comments, and we certainly look forward to working with you in the future. Thanks again. And let's see if we can, Carrie Fellows, is Carrie, is she available?
Mr. Chairman, if I might, for one moment, I believe that Member Sevetich has joined us. Is that correct, Herb?
That is correct. Yeah. I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And Herb, is there any way to verify that some of the phone numbers are not Matt Holt? Is there a way to ask him if he's here to let us know?
We could certainly ask Mr. Holt to raise his hand if he's here. I recognize the two phone numbers that are on the participant list as different members of the public at this time.
Okay.
But I did not see if Mr. Holt is actually there. You can use the raise hand function, which is *9. Otherwise, Mr. Chairman, we also have Ms. Fellows from Hunterdon County who is on the line with us right now.
Okay, so we will now hear from Ms. Fellows. So Carrie Fellows, are you available?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, there. Okay. Yes. You're on video. We can see you.
That's okay. Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Carrie Fellows. Again, I'm Director of Hunterdon County Planning and Land Use Department. I'm also the Executive Director of the Division of Cultural and Heritage. We are just so excited to work in partnership with the Highlands Council through the conformance process. I remember I was just coming on to the department head position on, I think, maybe the second week was the first meeting with Highlands staff and consultants to outline where we would be traveling over these few years. We're just thrilled to be able to formally align the county's land use planning and municipal coordination goals to be consistent with the Highlands priorities across all the areas of planning activity that we've identified in both the self-assessment and as well as the implementation agenda and your review and recommendations report. Primarily, closest to my heart is the historic preservation aspect. We are very much due for an update to our historic preservation plan. Also, that goes right hand in hand with Mark Salek's division, which is tourism and economic development, as well as our land use and management goals, transportation planning, and of course now stormwater and wastewater management planning, which we've been very active with lately. And this collaborative opportunity with the Highlands Council will so very much assist us to undertake these important and interdisciplinary planning tasks that will protect and preserve Hunterdon County's natural and historic and cultural assets that make it just a wonderful, wonderful place to live and work. And I can't thank Mary Jude and the staff enough. They've just been super to work with. And we're looking forward to knocking out some of these goals and some of these tasks that we need to do in order to move this forward. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you so much for your comments. And let's keep this going and continue our great relationship. Let's work for that for the future. Thanks again. Holt, is he available now?
I do not see Mr. Holt available on our list.
Perhaps he might join us later on, maybe at the end of the meeting. So I want to thank Mark and Carrie for their comments. And before we begin council discussion and public comment, can I please have a motion and a second on the resolution to approve the petition for plan conformance for Hunterdon County?
So who would I will like move to? That. I will move that, Chairman Spruce.
Moved by Council
Vanapps.
And seconded by Council Member, who was that?
Vanapps.
Council Member Vanapps. I say we have a motion and a second. Is there any council discussion?
I just have one, Mr. Chairman. I really have to applaud the synergy that's going on between the council and the county. And it's applauding is not enough to convey that. But thank you.
Thanks, Jim. I certainly agree with you. This has been so very positive, and we hope that other counties and other municipalities learn that we certainly want to work with them. So thank you for your comment. Anyone else from the council have any comments?
Mr. Chairman, if I may. So Vanapps. And the... When I was on the staff of the New Jersey Water Supply Authority, I worked extensively in northern Hunterdon County and with the Hunterdon County staff at planning and so on. And I'm very pleased to see the growth of this relationship over the last few years. That's a wonderful area of the Highlands, extremely important for water supply purposes. And I'm looking forward to the next steps. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other council members? Okay, this is a voting matter with public comment. Before I ask Herb to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the Hunterdon County petition resolution only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Herb, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand function option in Zoom or press star 9. on your phones. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember that there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. So at this time, I would encourage any member of the public to use the raised hand function to make a public comment on this resolution. Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of hands raised. The first one with the last four digits, 4723. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself.
4723, if you are on the line now, please identify yourself and you may begin your comments.
Yeah, name's Hank Klump. I'm a farmer in Hunterdon County. And one question, I think it's great what your people is doing, but there's something missing, and it's the funding for the land value in Hunterdon County stolen by the Highlands Act, the value. I mean, the farmers and all the landowners are providing a park-like setting for all this, but there's no compensation for the people that own the land. So I think it's a great thing what everybody's doing, but they're using our land values, our land, and nobody's being compensated for it. And I'll refer back to Senator Bob Smith of the Pequannock meeting that they had. And he said at that time is the value or what the people have given up that we definitely should be compensated. Now, I don't see that in this program at all. Maybe a committee could look into it and find the funding to compensate the people that have lost the value in the land. So that would be my comment. I don't know. Rich, can you hear me all right? I don't know.
Yes, Hank, we can hear you fine, and thank you for your comment. Thanks.
I thank you kindly.
Okay, who is next, Herb?
Mr. Chairman, I have Matt Holt. Mr. Holt, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself.
Oh, Matt, are you there?
There we go. Yeah, can you hear me now? My sincere apologies to the committee. I had one of those emergencies at work that consumed most of my day, and I turned around, and Mark Salek was kind enough to text me. And I apologize for being late getting on here this morning. This afternoon, excuse me.
Yeah, Matt, no problem, and we look forward to your comments.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, my apologies for being late. I know that the original intent that I know Mr. Salek and Gary Fellows from Hunterdon County had intended for me to give a little historical perspective. I'll keep it brief. I have been around for many, many years, both back in the town of Clinton and then the county, certainly since the inception of the Highlands Act. As most people are aware, Hunterdon County was not necessarily a strong proponent of this act. And I know that I just heard a comment which reflected some of the concerns that were there. At the same time, over the past roughly 10 years or so, and certainly in the last several years, both Highlands as well as Hunterdon County have met on mutual occasions. We have, through back in 2011, began to work on an economic development model, recognizing what was happening in our county with regard to our economy, and at the same time have a strong support for the quality of life that is in Hunterdon County. And over the past couple of years, as I mentioned, both Highlands and Hunterdon County have really sat down and sought to mutually find a direction moving forward. And that direction certainly represents the fact that we can meet the needs and certainly address the purpose and the direction and the values that the Highlands Council represents with regard to water quality and how that applies to us here in Hunterdon County. At the same time, we all recognize, Highlands and Hunterdon County both, that our economy is important. And these two things do not have to be in opposition to each other. As a matter of fact, they certainly work hand in hand. And in doing so, we have an opportunity to probably drive county, Hunter and County, certainly far forward, far more than if we were in opposition with each other. I would say that moving forward, we look forward to continuing to work with Highlands. We look forward to accomplishing your goals and ours. And as I mentioned, together we are much stronger as we address these things than we are if we are working against each other. And so the Hunter County Board of Freeholders at the time and now commissioners is in support of our application to Highlands, and we look forward to a positive vote. And with that, sir, I would conclude my comments unless you have any questions.
Matt, thanks so much for your comments. Yeah, we certainly are looking forward to working with you and the other commissioners. And let's continue this great relationship. Let's work for mutual goals. Thank you. Who else is on the queue for this resolution? Herb?
Sure, Mr. Chairman. With the last four digits, 1079, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself.
1079, please identify yourself.
My name is David Shope, and I would like to ask all who have are speaking from Hunterdon County, as well as those on the council, whether you have reviewed the data that I furnished to the council and asked Chairman Riley to make copies and furnish to the public of the economic analysis in terms of agriculture based on data from the five-year census that's routinely done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It shows what farm acreage earns per acre. You should, when you're talking about things like this and economic viability, this is where you should begin. And I'd bet dollars to donuts none of you have read it, because you would not be talking in the glowing terms that you're speaking now if with this real data in front of you. It's not my numbers, it's U.S. Department of Agriculture numbers. You should do this before you go any further with this nonsense. Also, I have a request from Steve Orho to the Office of Legislative Services concerning the study that said that if you don't do something with the Highlands by 2050, it will cost $30.3 billion in additional water treatment costs. The letter to Oroho's office from the OLS was the report does not exist. You are dealing with one fraud after another. And you are being rewarded because your county, which happens to be a county where I own land as well, your county professionals will be rewarded by huge dollops of taxpayer money to fund your professionals. I will conclude with that.
Okay, thank you for your comments. We have our next comment on this resolution. Herb, who is next?
Next is Mr. Kibler. Mr. Kibler, I'm going to unmute you at this time.
Okay. Bill Kibler.
Thank you, Herb. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bill Kibler with Raritan Headwaters. I want to thank both Hunterdon County and the Highlands Council staff for making this happen today. It's very impressive. I'm going to start by telling you something you already know, which is that Hunterdon County is home to Round Valley and Spruce Run Reservoirs, which are respectively the largest and third largest drinking water reservoirs in the state of New Jersey. As a watershed person, that makes Hunterdon County, in my view, the most important county in the state. I'll also confess that I happen to be a Hunterdon County resident and taxpayer, so that may color my assertion just a little bit. But I'm very pleased to see the staffs of both the county and the council working together to make sure that the goals, policies, and objectives of the regional master plan and the planning objectives of Hunterdon County are met moving forward. And Raritan Headwaters is happy to support this resolution. We hope that you will vote to pass it today. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for your comments. Herb,
who is the last person with their hand raised is Ms. Julia Summers. Ms. Summers, I'm going to unmute you at this time.
Thank you, Herb. This is Julia Summers, Executive Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. This is a great day for a county to be conforming not only its preservation area, which it's going to be doing anyway, but also its planning area is really important. And I think it's a great segue that other counties like Warren County, which are facing tremendous development pressures in ways that they are really struggling to try and fund, such as the road improvements that would have to be funded in their county were the development to happen as is currently projected, is pretty scary for them. And I think that they are excited too to follow in the footsteps of Hunterdon County, which is setting a great example here. The other thing that with your working with the Office of Planning Advocacy and the State Planning Commission on ensuring that conformance equals endorsement, as you move forward and receive more funding through things like the Highlands Conservation Act, which we expect to double the amount of money coming to the Highlands, we hope, in the not too distant future for conservation activities, so that property owners who wish to sell their land can work with agencies like the Highlands Council so that they are compensated and receive fair compensation for their land. It's exciting because it will open or endorse the activities of counties such as Hunterdon going forward. You know, Hunterdon County is almost half in the planning area, you know, of its 130,000 acres in the Highlands, 65,000 are in the preservation area. So this is a very big deal, and this is an important action, and we welcome it. And we think that it's great that the county and the council have built such a great relationship and will be working together going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Is there anyone else, Herb, on the queue for this resolution?
No, Mr. Chairman, there's nobody else with their hand raised at this time.
Okay, so we'll move on. We'll close the public comments. Do council members have further comment? Any council members? Okay, hearing no additional comments, Annette, please poll.
Council Member Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Thank you. We now move on to the Budget Finance Committee. I'll ask Committee Chair Holtaway for his report.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. On May 6th of this year, the committee met via Zoom, or excuse me, by phone, and we discussed the Roxbury Township Field Assessment and Engineering Planting Design Plans for Stream Bank Stabilization and Habitat Creation Measures along the section of the Musconetcon River between Lake Hopatcon and Lake Musconetcon. And the grant is in the amount of $89,500. There's gonna be a presentation by Kerry Green, but the point that I wanna make is that this has more people contributing to the match than I think I've ever seen on any Highlands application. I think that shows the importance, people realizing the importance of getting these things stabilized and cleaned up and protecting the water. And that is an extremely important section. It's a lot of meandering brooks. It's a lot of highly valuable vegetation to help with this whole process. So I'm going to turn this over to Carrie to brief everybody.
Good afternoon. Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Great. I'm going to share my screen. Hopefully I'll have some success. Can we see the presentation?
Yes, Carrie, we can.
Great. Okay. So you all may recall that in 2020, the Watershed Implementation Plan was completed by the Lake Apatkong Commission with Highlands Council funding for both Lake Apatkong and Lake Musconetcong. There were 44 sites identified in the plan on both lakes to address phosphorus and total suspended sediment inputs, which are causative of harmful algal blooms. The implementation phase of these projects is now just beginning, but the question is always how to fund large construction and restoration projects. The Lake Apatkong Commission has applied to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation for a significant amount of funding to complete 3 stream bank stabilization projects, which were identified in the Watershed Implementation Plan, which you can sort of see in this smaller inset map. It shows the location of the 3 projects. One is in Hopatcong Borough, one is in Mount Arlington Borough, and one is in Roxbury Township. The Roxbury project lies along the Musconetcong River, just downstream of the Lake Hopatcong Dam. It has been determined that 67% of the phosphorus in Lake Musconetcong is coming from the Lake Hopatcong outfall. The riverbank is eroded and continues to degrade, as Mr. Holtaway described. Please recall that Highlands Council grants can only fund planning and design initiatives, however, so the request in front of you today is for the preliminary work to support the Roxbury project. The Roxbury grant request is a small percentage of the required match for the larger National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant. As you can see, multiple partners are providing in-kind or financial contributions for the full grant. The full implementation for the Roxbury project will include the removal of an existing concrete slab and the creation of a scour protection area. Invasive species will be eradicated. A significant native planting effort will be conducted on the stream bank to aid in pollutant removal to create and enhance existing habitat. And lastly, a stormwater discharge point will be improved. Roxbury Township is asking the Highlands Council today to fund the preliminary planning stages, which are required before the hard costs can be implemented for the construction activities. And these preliminary planning stages include a field assessment, survey, engineering and planting designs, an identification of needed permitting, and a final report. And the request, as Mr. Holtaway said, is for $89,500, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that members may have at this time.
Do any council members have questions for Carrie Green or for Bob Holtaway?
Yeah, I have a brief question. This is Mike Sabatich. Carrie, I did not see your presentation there because I'm on the telephone. My one question I have is, who is the major overseer of the project? What agency and person finally oversees all this?
The 3 projects that are being requested for funding to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation are being sponsored by the Lake Apatkong Commission, and the Roxbury Township portion is part of the match.
But somebody has to be responsible for overseeing the operation and the final report.
For the larger project or for the Roxbury project?
The whole thing.
That would be the Lake Apatkong Commission.
All right. Thank you.
Any other council members have questions for Carrie? Okay. Hearing none, at this time, I'd like to welcome John Shepherd, Roxbury Township Manager, and Colleen Lyons of the Lake Apatkong Commission, and ask our moderator, Herb, to unmute them so they can provide comments. So Herb, do we have?
Mr. Shepherd and Ms. Lyons are available for comments at this time.
Okay, so let's start with John Shepherd, who is the Roxbury Township Manager. John, are you on?
I am, thank you. I appreciate the time and the analysis that Terry Green gave was perfect because it really explained what the project is. She certainly understands it. We're happy to be part of the project. And was mentioned, there are many partners in this, and it's great to see the commission looking for outside private funding to assist with the environmental projects that'll benefit all the lake towns in the region. So we're very supportive of the project and certainly can answer any questions that anybody might have. But we're certainly supportive and will be a part of this along with all the partners, including DEP. And this will really benefit the state park, which again is great for the region.
Thank you, John. Thank you for your comments. And maybe we can move on now to Colleen Lyons. I can see Colleen's on.
Hi, everyone. My name is Colleen Lyons. I'm the administrator for the Lake Opatcon Commission. Thank you for your consideration of funding this project. Carrie did a great job in providing an overview for the project. And we see this as a benefit. You know, if you think about it, this is really below the Lake Opatcon watershed, the Roxbury portion of the project, but it will benefit the entire watershed. So we have three projects, as Carrie mentioned, and this is one of those three to improve water quality within the basin and hopefully to reduce some of the impacts of nutrient loading and sedimentation within Lake Opatcon and below the dam. So we really do appreciate you considering this. If you have any questions, I'm happy to field any questions you may have. Thank you.
Carl, you are muted at this time.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you, John Shepherd and Colleen Lyons. Do any council members have any questions for them? No. All right, hearing none. I just have to say that this project is really what the Highlands Act is all about, water protection. And it's going to be an effort by not only the towns, the commission, but as John pointed out, the DEP, I know there's other federal agencies involved. So this is something that will be a great addition to the protection of Lake Opatcon. So thank you for your presentations. And before we vote on this, we do need a motion and a second this is funding for planning work related to stream bank stabilization project along the Musconetcon in Roxbury Township in Morris County. We need a motion and a second.
Francis will make that motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
Moved by Council Member Francis and seconded by Council Member James. Any discussion by the council? Okay, hearing none. Annette, please poll.
Do public comment?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Herb to provide instructions for commenting, I just want to remind everyone that we are taking comments only on this resolution for Roxbury Township. All other matters should be held to the end of the meeting. So Herb, is there anyone that would like to comment?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to remind members of the public that you should use the raised hand function or *9 if you have dialed in to make a comment on this resolution. So Mr. Chairman, I would like to return to a caller 1079. I'm going to unmute your line now.
Okay, I think that's Mr. Shope. Mr. Shope, we're ready for your comment.
My name is David Shope, and it would seem to me that as usual, you're endeavoring to be selective in this. The Musconetcong River has been designated as a wild and scenic river. It was, and there's efforts afoot to remove dams along the Muskinectong to make it more wild and scenic. It would seem to me that to do this properly, you should remove the dams that create Lake Muskinectong and Lake Apakong. This would make it truly wild and scenic and would restore it to its original status. Not only that, and you would convert lakefront land into prime farm bottomland, complete with a preloading of nutrients from the septic systems of the houses along both lakes. This is a much more viable option, consistent with the designation as a wild and scenic river, than what you're proposing. If you're going to do it right. Remove the dams that create both these lakes, create bottomland, prime farm bottomland, where there was originally lakefront land, and you will have done something truly magnificent. And that concludes my comments on this matter. Needless to say, what you're proposing is minuscule compared to the true nature of your charge. Do it all. Thank you.
Herb, are there any other comments on this resolution?
There are, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Summers has her hand raised as well. Ms. Summers, I'm going to unmute you at this.
Thank you, Herb. Julia Summers, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. We hope you support this. I can't imagine any reason why you wouldn't support this. I do point out what Colleen Lyons said, which is that really the Lake Apakong Commission is stepping up here because it's Lake Muskinectong that will benefit downstream from this particular site. But it's equally important. The issues that have to be we have to work on around Lake Apakong, Lake Muskinectong, throughout the lakes of the highlands are so huge that every little bit helps. And this will be an important planning to implement this project. It's an important project to get done. So we very much hope that you will do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. Herb, or is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Kibler is asked to make a comment on this resolution. Mr. Kibler, I'm going to unmute you at this time.
Thank you, Herb. Bill Kibler, Raritan Headwaters. Many times in the past, I've had the opportunity to stand before the council and remind you all that the statutory mandate of the Highlands Act is to protect, restore, and enhance the quality and quantity of surface water and groundwater within the highlands. And usually when I have brought that up, it's because I feel like the statutory obligation to enhance water quality in the highlands tends to get forgotten. So my hat's off to you and to the Highlands Commission, or excuse me, to the Lake Apakong Commission today for taking an important step forward towards not only protecting water quality within the highlands, but actually improving water quality in the highlands, which is absolutely critically important, part of the statutory mandate as well as consistent with the regional master plan. Very good to all of you. And Raritan Headwaters supports this, and we hope very much that you'll approve this funding. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Anyone else, Herb?
Mr. Chairman, at this time, there are no other people wishing to make a comment on this resolution.
Okay, so we'll close the public comment. Do council members have further comments? Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
On to old and new business. Is there any Do any council members have anything for old and new business?
Mr. Chairman, Richie Vodden.
Yes, Council Member Vodden.
Over the last several months, I've expressed my concerns about the about our TDR program, the operation of the TDR program. I'd like to comment that we did have a meeting of the Regional Master Plan Amendment Committee, discuss the issue. Minutes were written. They weren't included on the agenda for the last meeting. I know they were available. People searched that they could read. But this is such an important issue. I think that all the council members and the public be aware of what's happening with our TDR program. We just talked about the statutory mandate by the Act, and it says to protect water resources and environmentally sensitive lands while recognizing the need to provide just compensation to the owners of those lands where appropriate, whether through acquisition, transfer development rights program, or other means. I'd like to quote something from our former Highlands Chief Counsel, Andy Davis, from an article he published in the New Jersey Law Journal in November, way back in 2013. He said, despite the stated intent in the Highlands law to balance stricter environmental protection with fairness to property owners, the reality is that the legislature has not backed up this promise with action. No significant appropriations or funding mechanisms have been created to remunerate property owners who've been forced to leave their lands idle for the benefit of the public. It's talking about compensation. Nothing has changed. And it brings me to, I have a few questions on the TDR program. The first is, I don't expect an answer right now. The way I read it, there's 83 municipalities that have planning areas where receiving zones could be designated. I'd like to know how many grants have been given to these 83 municipalities. And I'd like to know how many of these municipalities have reported back with any type of positive response. Are there any that were really working towards designating some receiving areas? In the future meetings, I would like to have an answer to them. Second question is, I wonder how many unprocessed applications are there for TDRs in the program, in the bank? Are there any funds to purchase these TDR credits? And something I think you could answer right now, are we accepting new applications? Can anybody answer that?
Well, I think your questions, I don't know how many more questions you have, but we've discussed this in the Regional Master Plan Amendment Committee meetings, and we certainly will discuss your questions in our next regional master plan.
That's fine, Carl, but how does the public of the other council meetings understand what we're doing at these committee meetings if the information is not brought out to the full board, to the full council?
Well, we certainly—
These minutes were written, we had a meeting, I know we talked about, let's do this in committee. We have to have transparency here, transparency for the public. We have comments all the time about compensation. Shouldn't the public be aware of what we're doing? Shouldn't the other council members be aware of what we're doing? I mean, just a simple question. A simple question. Are there any justifiable reasons why we haven't designated 4% of the planning area as voluntary receiving zone?
Just hold a second. I think our chief counsel wants to say something. Christine?
Yes, and I apologize for interrupting, but I just want to make clear that the RMP committee meeting minutes from that last meeting were circulated both to the full council before our April meeting, And they were also posted with the materials that are available to the public. And in fact, I believe one of the members of the public at that meeting had a copy of the minutes and quoted directly during the public comment period from those minutes. So I believe we've been as transparent with the public as we could possibly be.
Yeah, I do think that answers that question, that it was a given.
I would like to see this
to the members of the public.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, but I'm going to have to excuse myself at this particular time, but I want to thank the council and the public as well for their input, but I'm going to have to excuse myself right now.
Thanks, James. Thank you for making the meeting today. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Have a good day, folks.
Thanks. Hey, Council Member Vodin, we're back to you.
Hey, the question, really, there's two simple questions. Well, three, are we accepting any new applications for TDR credits?
I believe the answer is no. Is that correct, James?
Correct. We accept applications for HDC allocations, but not for the HDC purchase program.
And my last question is, if we have no receiving zones, we're not accepting applications, do we really have a TDR program? And we were mandated to establish a transfer of development rights program. It's a simple concept. You designate sending areas, sending zones, you designate receiving zones. It gives an opportunity for the landowners to be compensated. And true compensation is to be paid for the loss in the value, not farmland preservation, green acres. I mean, they're the purchase. That's a right that was available under the kings of England. Anybody can sell their property. That's one of the sticks in the bundle. But the true compensation where the market comes into play would be the TDR program. It's the only available true compensation in the act. And it's not working. And what can we do? At the meeting, we decided that we're going to brainstorm, come up with some ideas going forward that we could do something to promote this TDR program. One of them would be to designate the full 4%. That's a goal. I mean, aren't we striving to meet the goals of the master plan?
We have discussed this so many times, and you have gotten the answers to the 4%. That was a goal that was stated, but we also had information that there was like 2.7% that was realistic. So in our committee meetings, we've discussed this over and over. You know, I know that you want to bring this up each time, but you know, we will continue to brainstorm and try to figure out, you know, what we can do with TDR in the future. But I don't have any answers for you. I don't know if the staff has any answers for you today. So we can continue to discuss this in the RMP Amendment Committee meetings.
Well, I would hope that the public and the other council members would take into consideration that without receiving areas and without taking any new applications, do we have a TDR program? Have we established a program? You know, an analogy is if you have a car without an engine, is it a car? Can you sell a car without an engine as a car? Yeah, you can. As an engine without a car, can we sell our TDR program as a workable program? It's not a workable program. Maybe we have to look to the legislature. I don't know what the answers are, but I know it's not fair to the property owners, to the landowners that have lost considerable value in their land to not have any means of compensation, true compensation. When somebody had X amount of lots, a 25 acre lot, where they had five building lots that were worth X amount of dollars. Now, under the act, they have one building lot and no means to be compensated for that loss. I'm trying to help fix this. I don't want to create a problem. This is a problem, though, that I'm not trying to create. I'm trying to solve it. And I think together, working together, with the public, with the landowners, whatever it's going to take, with the legislature, we have to work this out. It is not fair to the landowners in the Highlands region to take the brunt of the loss to protect the waters for public use. And that's my comment.
Okay, do any other council members have any anything for old or new business? Okay, hearing none, we will move on. Let me get my papers here. We move on to public comments. We will now open the meeting for any general public comments. Before I ask Herb to provide instructions, I just want to remind the public that we welcome comments, suggestions, and questions of any kind during the public comment period. However, the purpose of this is to allow public comment, not to engage in dialogue. If you have a specific question, please feel free to pose it and then follow up with staff via phone or email. Herb, please provide instructions for public comment.
No problem, Mr. Chairman. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raised hand function or *9, and I will identify you when it is your turn. Please remember that comments are limited to 3 minutes. Mr. Chairman, the first commenter for public comment is Colleen Lyons. Colleen, I'm going to unmute you at this time.
Okay. Colleen? Colleen, you're
yes. Sorry, I hit unmute at the second you hit mute and I remuted myself. So I just wanted to quickly say thank you to everyone for your support of the Roxbury proposal. We really look forward to hopefully, implementing all of these projects around the lake and improving water quality within the basin. So thank you so much for your support, your continued support of Lake Hopatcong and our initiatives. We sincerely appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Colleen. Thank you for your comments. Who else is next, Herb?
Sure, Mr. Chairman, the last four digits are 4723. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself.
4723. I think that might be Hank. Hank, are you there?
Yeah, hey, I appreciate letting me speak here. And I'd like to follow up a little bit on Mr. Vodin's comments. The TDR programs, the last, and I'm not on the computer, will you? So I get the stuff by mail. The secretary has sent me the stuff. Usually got it late. This month, I didn't get the thing at all. And I had a caller to find out. I appreciate her time to help me out. But the last thing that I've gotten on the public comment was on April 9th to 19th. And it seems like the public is in a forest here. We don't know, at least myself don't know what's going on. But in the Highlands mandate, it has a 4% goal in there, right? But here's the council, Mrs. LaRocca, acknowledged that the council, the TDR program, is not working. But whether the council elected to continue working on a TDR problem is a question. Now, we've been in the Highlands Act for 16 years now. And again, we've never been compensated for anything, which I kind of think is a flawed, because when you take something from somebody and you don't pay for it or you don't wind up with something in value back, my father always said you stole something. So, or somebody's telling you untruths. So, but I really think the public should get involved with this TDR program because we're sitting on the outside. We don't know what you peoples is doing, and it's our land. We should be either a part of this thing or something so we can give import. We're the people that's suffering. The rest of the council, unless you have land in there or you own land, that's the trick. And we give everybody just like the Hunterton, it's like a park, you know, but it's been our land that shows Hunterton County the way it is. You know what I mean? But I'd like to follow up on that and, you know, to be part of this discussion on this thing, because, you know, you people have the meetings. I have no way of knowing what's going on unless I get something in the mail. And that's my fault. I mean, I'm old, but by golly, I can read. So if somebody sends me something, I can give you an opinion on it. And, you know, it's just I don't know. Rich, I hope I didn't bore you too much, but God, this system here. I hope our governor straightens this thing out and at least gets us in there so we can at least see you people in person, because this on the phone thing stinks. You know, no offense. You know, all right, listen, stay healthy. God bless you. Right? Yes. Bye-bye.
Hank, thank you. I do look forward to having everybody be meeting in public eventually, hopefully sooner than later. All right, let's move on. We have another participant. Who is next?
Mr. Kibler is next. Mr. Kibler, I'm going to unmute you at this time.
Thanks, for Bill Kibler from Raritan Headwaters. I wanted to briefly address at least what I perceive is a misperception about the TDR program. The TDR program, as you all know, is a transfer of development rights program. It is not a blank check. So to get back to Mr. Vodin's point, or his analogy about property rights being a bundle of sticks, a transfer of development rights program is not simply money given to the landowner for their perceived injury. It is, in fact, transferring those development rights, which are sticks in that bundle. Just like if you're selling an easement or selling, subdividing your property and selling a portion of it, or if you sell the entire bundle of sticks by selling your property. The TDR program is a mechanism for compensating people for transferring their development rights. There are some other programs available in the state. In fact, programs that have been pretty effectively used within the Highlands to purchase development rights or to buy property outright from willing sellers. The TDR program serves a purpose. I do agree that the TDR program doesn't work the way it should, in my view, primarily because of the fact that there are no mandatory receiving zones, but that's something that requires a legislative fix. And in the meantime, let's just be mindful of what a TDR program does. It does remove the development rights from the property. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bill. Who's next, Herb?
Ms. Carrie Fellows is next. I will unmute you at this time.
Okay.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank the board and thank the staff for all your support. We're very eager to get started. Mr. Holt just called and he's back on it with his work issue. But he also thanks the board, and we're just deeply grateful for your support, and we look forward to continuing. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Herb, who's next?
Miss Julia Summers is next.
Hey, Julia.
Good afternoon, Julia Summers, Executive Director, New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I just wanted to highlight something that Executive Director Lisa Plevin spoke about in her report, and that is the webinar that you are going to be offering in early June. So I think it's just great that you have made this happen for every town in the Highlands. That is very cool. Rutgers, which does these studies, puts these studies together for communities, does a fantastic job. So the next thing that these towns have the opportunity to do is to figure out how to and where to, with Rutgers guidance, install green infrastructure. And that's the purpose of the webinar, to help towns figure out how they can do that. And it's great that the Highlands Council is going to share opportunities for towns to find the funding to get this done. It will be extremely useful. So I can share that the New Jersey Highlands Coalition certainly is sharing the webinar with our members and encouraging them to urge their community environmental commissioners, planning board members, municipal representatives to attend the webinar because it will be important and it's a great step forward. And we thank the council for doing this.
Thank you, Julia.
We have another person on the phone, 1079. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself at this time.
I believe that's Mr. Shope.
My name is David Shope, and people talk about other programs in terms of compensation for landowner lost equity, whether it be TDR program or whether it be direct sales. As you should know, when you apply for such compensation from the state or county or whatever it's a government organization that may be, your land is ranked. It is not all taken. You don't go up with your property information and go immediately to the cashier window and get a check. Your land is ranked. And a lot of people don't make the cut. Their land, there's simply no interest in the land that is offered by the landowner. So to say that there's other avenues for landowner compensation, you need to know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about when you talk about agricultural viability. You don't know what you're talking about in most every instance I can think of. You need to get educated before you open your mouth. That's a tall order, and I'm sure you will ignore it because ignoring it has brought you great success so far. I recall early on when Marcia Caro was a freeholder in Hunterdon County, she mused to me, we were probably having lunch somewhere, but she kind of mused to me. She said, you know, in 50 or 100 years, when people are up here in the Highlands and just remarking about how beautiful it is up here, I wonder if they will know what the people who lived up here had to sacrifice to make it so. I know the answer, no. And most of them will not care. You do not care either. Good day.
Herb, do we have anyone else on the queue for public comments?
At this time, Mr. Chairman, there are no other people that wish to make a public comment.
Okay, let's see if we just give them 5 more seconds. No one else?
So nobody else has their hand raised.
Thank you. Thank you, Herb. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I move it.
I moved.
Okay, moved by Council Member
whoever you pick.
Seconded by Council Member Holtaway. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, May 20th, 2021 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council is now adjourned. Everybody stay well, stay healthy, and we'll see you in June.